It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Free COVID-19 testing is now available in parts of Garfield County. The Western Slope County says the weekly mobile testing does not require a doctor's note, insurance, or identification. Walk-ins are welcome, but pre-registration is encouraged. Testing is Mondays in Rifle and Parachute and on Sundays in Newcastle. The free testing program is expected to last through March. Restaurants in much of Colorado will be able to reopen indoor dining this week or increase their capacity. The state loosened restrictions as the trend for coronavirus cases leveled off. Grand Junction restaurant owner Josh Nernberg says it won't mean a huge change for his three businesses, but it could raise his bottom line a little since he will be able to put tables a little closer together.
As those numbers and case counts are beginning to drop, people are more comfortable going out to eat, and we just don't have an ability to turn our tables fast enough to take care of our demand. So we just turn people away all day.
Gyms are also set to more than double their capacity levels to 25% under the new guidelines. Colorado's Congressional House delegation was sworn into office Sunday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports it was a day-long affair.
The newest member of the Colorado delegation, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert, cast her first vote in the House even before she was sworn in. She and the other GOP members supported Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, but Democrat Nancy Pelosi won the gavel, with all of Colorado's Democrats voting for her. This week, Congress counts the Electoral College votes. Boebert says she will object to the count, while fellow Republican Ken Buck led a statement against using Congress to overturn the election results, saying the text of the Constitution is clear. States select electors. Congress does not. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Today's weather is mostly sunny, breezy along the Front Range, highs in the 50s around Denver and in the 40s for Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.